Is that right? Ooh, I'm already recording my voice here. It's got the better of me. Coffee Mambo Jumbo is still, of course, at the London Coffee Festival. And just opposite the Rocket Machine, which I own, is Rancilio Enseado. And Drew kindly lent me from my home, for my testing abilities, the Seado
E37S,
which is a beautiful, beautiful rinder. But I don't have a coffee shop. I review artisan coffees, and I use, you know, small amounts at a time. Precision grinding is important. Your grinder is amazing, but it's just too big for me. So I'm here with the owner of Seado,
sales manager, Tino.
Sales manager, okay. And what's your name?
Tino,
yeah. From Italy.
Yeah.
Okay, Tino, so I told Drew, and Drew actually passed on the message to you, why doesn't Seado think about a domestic grinder with all the qualities of that E37S, but just a little bit smaller. Not so huge. The hopper is huge. The beans between the hopper and the burrs is about 43 grams that could get wasted if you're changing beans very regularly. What have you got up your sleeve for me?
We are thinking about, let's say, a little brother of that machine. I actually do not have a timeline yet, but we are seriously thinking about completing our range with a smaller, let's say, grinder, which has the same commercial features, but a smaller footprint, smaller size, smaller hopper, and so on.
And that's how big will the burrs be? Will they still be substantial?
This is a good question.
Uh-huh.
I think we will be much smaller than the E37S, which are actually 83 millimeter flat. I think we are more in the 64
that's
range.
That's good. I was thinking 58, but 64 is good.
I think we don't have a 58 in the range yet, so I don't know. But it's something that is definitely coming.
Okay, now how far away are we from this wonder machine?
This is a good question. I trust, I don't have seen any prototype yet. I know the guys in the tech department are looking at it very seriously. Usually when we have something new, it's coming for the host show in Milan, which is actually October this year.
Okay, so a few months down the road.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it's coming. Really
will it have the anti-clumping, anti-static feature? That's very good, because different beans behave differently.
I know. This is something we must carefully think about, because, you know, this is a feature with a very high-end product, and probably, I don't know, the prosumer, I don't know if they are...
Well, you know, they're getting more and more passionate, they're getting more and more assertive, they know what their coffee is all about, so... But the thing is, so will it be an on-demand?
I think so. I think the market is trending very, very heavily towards the grinding on-demand, which I agree 100%.
Yeah. And more for espresso?
Even
so, really go fine, because, you know, that was one thing. I've got the Malkönig Vario home, which is a very good grinder on-demand, small enough, good footprint, very good. But sometimes with artisan roasters, I can't go fine enough. Then I can't overdose, because the roaster tells me, no, 21 gram is what our coffee is at best. And that's already a big dose.
Yeah,
so
very big dose.
I am looking seriously at another grinder. And if the Seado wasn't as big,
I would have gone
for it.
It's not that big.
It's big and heavy.
Yeah, it's maybe the hopper is very big. I agree with you.
Yes.
We already have a smaller hopper, which is anyway 1 kilo hopper, let's say.
Okay.
I think still.
But you see, when you are using artisan roasters and you're testing, like me, many different roasters, one after the other, you don't want to fill the hopper with a kilo.
I understand.
You just want to put maybe 30 grams
We need a smaller hopper.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's something which will come, I think.
But I'm really happy to know that you're actually thinking about it.
Yeah, we are more than thinking. We are, I think, already into development.
And then will you give me one to test?
I not me directly, maybe
but
Drew
will.
And
Drew
the guys.
Will. I'm sure.
We are always happy to share with someone who's so passionate about coffee.
Yes, yes.
We are always.
I spread the coffee love, you know.
we like this kind of approach. I mean, we have
great.
Been visited by James and Ben, some other guys, coffee geeks, visited our company.
Great.
Italy, we are always happy to share.
Great. Okay, well, it's been a pleasure to meet you, and I hope to see you again and get delivery of a superb grinder for the home.